Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise in opposition to this amendment. And I want to return for a moment, I think, to the focus of the discussion. And I want to be absolutely clear. If this amendment passes, it could incite a trade war. Brazil could immediately impose $800 million in retaliatory tariffs on a variety of U.S. goods. I promise you, they won't retaliate against U.S. agricultural products. They'll go after ag chemicals and biotechnology products, and they'll go after veterinary medicines and software and books and music and films. They'll go at everybody outside of production agriculture with their $800 billion in retaliatory tariffs. Now, we can debate how we got here, and my colleague, the ranking member, gave a very good history of what led us to this point. But this amendment, right here, right now, would expose the U.S. to job-killing sanctions on goods valued at $800 million. In 2010, the Obama administration finalized a framework agreement with Brazil that was a critical step in resolving this dispute about the U.S. upland cotton program and export credits. And yes, under the agreement, Brazil agreed to delay trade sanctions, trade retaliation, until the 2012 Farm Bill was developed and put together. This amendment would circumvent the legislative process in what could only be described as a haphazard way. That should be a relic of the past. This amendment is an attempt to circumvent regular order, the democratic policy process, by changing policy on an appropriation bill. Now, I can assure you, I plan and we will have a full and open process when we start the Farm Bill debate. We'll debate the relevant issues dealt with in this amendment. And on that note, I would serve a notice for record that next week we plan to start the process of conducting an audit of all farm programs. This audit is just the beginning of the comprehensive and transparent process we'll use to draft the 2012 Farm Bill. Policy changes will be considered carefully with input from industry stakeholders and constituents, and within the larger context of improving the competitiveness and long productivity of American agriculture. Let's not incite a trade war. Let's return to regular order. And if nothing else, my friends, remember, this bill is 13% lower than the previous spending bill. This takes us almost back in the Agri-Probes bill, almost back to 2006. We are giving our share in this appropriations process. And everyone in this room knows that whether it's the regular farm bill next summer or if we have some grandiose understanding on the national debt ceiling and spending the deficit, we could well have a farm bill dramatically quicker than next summer. And we'll have a farm bill that reflects a dramatic reduction in resources compared to past farm bills. Let the Ag Committee, in regular order, craft the policy, and then when we bring it to the floor, all of our friends, expert ag economists, we all may be together, you'll have your shot, as you've had before. But please, don't incite a trade war. Please, don't ignore the regular order of appropriation and authorization. Please, be rational in what you do. We've got tough decisions ahead of us. Colin and I and the rest of the committee, we know that. We're going to do what we have to do. But let us do it in regular order, not in this fashion.
So he goes.